with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing. Oh boy, today is a day for women who do things, really do things, and do exciting things. So I am so happy to start off today with a wonderful author. And this is a fascinating book, and particularly for people here in Florida. Hurricane season is coming up. And the name of the book is called The Belonger. It's by Mary Kathleen Mahurin. Mary Kathleen, are you there?
I am here, and thank you for having me.
And how do you pronounce your last name?
I know, it's such a bone of contention. Nobody ever gets it right. It's Mahurin.
Mahurin.
Yes.
Okay.
So the two things about my name are just, a stone around my neck. One is that my parents named me Mary Kathleen, or you can call me Kathy, but you can't call me Mary. And then nobody knows how to pronounce Mahurin, but that's how it is. Mary Kathleen Mahurin.
Okay. What nationality is that?
Irish. Well, the Mary Kathleen is Irish. Well, yeah, Mahurin is actually Scots-Irish.
Okay. Well, it's a beautiful name. And particularly, I love Mary Kathleen. I think that's a lovely name.
Thank you.
So, wow. Where do we begin with this book? It's called The Belonger. You know, I have never been on a cruise, and I have not been to those islands that you're writing about. So you have to set the scene for my listeners. It's a very dramatic location.
Yes. I'm speaking to you right now from Vermont, which is our home most of the time. But we have a little house on Grand Turk Island, which is pretty remote. I have to fly from Burlington, Vermont to New York to Providenciales and then take a puddle jumper to get there. It's not easy to get there. But once on island, you just get to know everybody very quickly, the culture and the people. And, of course, the weather is pristine down there. Do you want me to tell you how I came up with the story?
Yeah.
So we fell in love, as I said, with Grand Turk Island, my entire family. I have three sons, and they are expert scuba divers. My husband taught them all. And so we decided to try Grand Turk because it has the third largest coral reef in the world. Coming from our little town in Vermont, which is so small we don't even have a traffic light, we were really comfortable in the small town of Cockburn Town on Grand Turk. And a few years went by, we visited as often as we could, and then we finally decided to buy something. My oldest son's name is Bruce. The character of Byron is based on him. He was the one who just said, "Mom, we have to figure out to buy something, anything, just to get in the market," because we knew there were going to be a lot of improvements. There was an action plan going on. So we bought this little wood house, and it almost immediately blew away in Hurricane Irma in 2017. That was the first Cat 5 that had ever directly hit the island. And I was going to go down there. You know, I think I'm a tough girl sometimes, and I was going to go down there and deal with insurance. And my children were horrified because there was no communication with the outside. There was no internet, phone. We didn't even know, like, what our house looked like at the time. And so my boys forbade me. They were all grown men. And the oldest and the youngest gathered survival equipment together, managed to make it to Providenciales and get to Grand Turk. To this day, I'm not really sure how they pulled that off because there weren't supposed to be any flights. What we didn't know was there was another hurricane right behind Irma. And my boys were trapped in it, all of our friends. It was, again, a Cat 5. And for a few days, I didn't know if anybody had been killed. You can imagine the agony of that experience. But miraculously, no one was killed on Grand Turk Island. The shelters were strong enough and welcoming enough. Even the undocumented workers were safe. And of course, that was something to celebrate. There was no point mourning the loss of my house when my sons and my friends were alive. I'm sure you can picture that. But it was the stories told afterwards, all the great adventures that one has when you're trying to survive, that inspired the story.
Yeah, well, you know, so there you buy a house and it's gone. You have to start over?
Oh, yes. But I don't know if you remember those years, 2017 and 18, all of the Caribbean needed building materials. And so any reconstruction took years. And we are rebuilt now. And we still love our little island.
And, well, it certainly gave you plenty to write about. And let's talk about how you came up with this idea. I mean, you've already written before, so being a novelist and coming up with a good idea. Tell your main character, because she's on the island, and she has a business there. So tell us about your main character and how you created her, because
Sure. She's
fascinating, and her name is Holly. So tell us about Holly.
Well, the women on island are fascinating. This is something that struck me immediately, and the more I spend time there, the more it's true. For some reason, it draws formidable women who also just happen to be gorgeous, and they come from all over the world. On a day-to-day basis, it is bliss and peaceful, but the weather is something to contend with. And these women just hunker down, and they clean up, and they rebuild, and that fascinated me. And I also, I don't want to get criticized by my friends on island, but I also think it's true that the island draws idiosyncratic yet fascinating men. That none of them are like your average Joe. But that's okay. My character, Lord Anthony Bascom, is kind of typical. I mean, he loves to say, "I was descended from pirates." He feels like that explains him to other people, and to some extent it does.
He's a great character, by the way. Really great. I got a kick out of him.
Thank you.
So here she has a business, and how big is this island? Because I haven't been there, so...
Yeah, no, it's not big at all. I don't know the actual numbers of the perimeter, but we get around from one end of the island to the next in a golf cart. We don't feel like we need a truck or anything like that. So it is small, and that's why people get to know each other quite well.
Well, it is a very small community. So, but the big ships, cruise ships dock there.
They do. They were really smart. I'm not sure who was in charge of that project, because that was done before we came. But what they did was create a sort of fake town. I shouldn't use the word fake. I don't know what else to say. A brand new town. It's a lovely little town they made, and it's north of the airport. And you can get to Cockburn Town. There are excursions that come and whatnot. But many people don't. Many stay right there. There's a huge Jimmy Buffett place. Many just stay and go in the pool and drink at the bars and shop the gift shops. The ones that make it as far as Cockburn Town, though, really are in for a treat, because that's the historic part of town. That's where we are.
Well, it is very clever. I mean, I guess the big ships wanted a place for people to get on land and spend money.
Yeah, and it's smooth as silk. They now have, I believe, three giant, I don't know if they call them ports, the part where the cruise ship pulls right up. So we can have as many as three. But where I live, I rarely see tourists. Certainly I don't see Americans.
Wow. it sounds so intriguing. As I said, I haven't been there, but I would go there if I could go on a plane, because I'm not a cruise ship kind of person.
Yeah.
I've never been on one and never wanted to.
Do you think the Puddle Jumper might only have 12 people on it? Would you be okay with a little flight like that?
Oh, yeah. We used to have a small plane when I lived in England. My husband was a pilot. And so we used to fly all over Europe in small planes.
Cool.
We love it.
So that's what you would do. You would fly from Florida. Oh, actually, there's a direct flight that's starting from Florida.
Whoa.
To Grand Turk.
Wow. Well, who knows? Maybe I'll come and visit you. What season of the year do you go down there?
My husband's so particular about his diving. He's retired now, so he loves golf and diving. We like to go in November. I love it in January and February. But that's not the best diving, because you do get storms that kind of stir up the sand. And then if you want to see all the whales migrating, you go March and April. That's pretty dramatic to see that.
So when you came out with the story, and the nice thing about it, I mean, here we have the calm before the storm, so we get to know your characters and the people of the island. But boy, when the storm hits, it gets pretty dramatic.
Yes, and some of those things are really true. I know somebody who was stuck on the floor, burrowed in with his mom, who tied his mother to the refrigerator so she wouldn't blow away. So a lot of these details are accurate.
Wow, it's exciting when we get to that part, and the entire story it's charming. What overall theme were you trying to create here?
You know, when we first started to travel to Grand Turk, there was, you have to go through customs, of course. It's a different country. And there was one eye of entry that had a sign, belongers. And I didn't know what that really meant. And it threw my imagination just wild. Like, what does it mean to be a belonger? And I later found out that is a title in the British West Indies, across the British West Indies, for people with historic ties who were born on island, who may have been there for generations. But by then, my mind had gone to the big question, what does it mean to belong? And isn't it what we all long for? So that's kind of the theme, is like, who is the belonger? Is it her ex, who is the father of her son, Byron? Is it Byron? His dad's a belonger. But in the end, she finds her home on Grand Turk.
Well, I love the title, because at first I didn't understand also what it meant. But it does come through that, boy, she belongs there. And at least certain months of the year, you belong there now.
I do. I cry every time I leave.
So what is your literary background? Who did you like to read when you were young? Did you read books about pirates?
This is such a great question. It's so complex. First off, I was a career math teacher, and many people are very surprised by that. If they hear I'm a teacher, they assume I was an English teacher, and that is not the case. Also, early reading was really pretty risque stuff. I'm Irish Catholic. My name is Mary Kathleen, and I was born in a neighborhood where the church was built first. This is in South Jersey. So they built the church, and then the GIs built their homes around it. But there wasn't, you know, like a lot of extra money. So there weren't a lot of books at school. It was like the first year the school opened, the Catholic school. And I liked to read. So I would just get up to the top shelf. My mother would put her books, which could be very, you know, risky for a kid. I would grab one and I would read them. And the funny part to me, I don't, are you Catholic by any chance?
No.
Well, especially back then, when you walked into church Sunday morning, there was a little booklet that listed all the banned books.
Yes. My best friend was Marcia Sue Loretta, very Catholic. And
yeah.
I remember that banned book list.
And, you know, in today's banned the book climate, I mean, I really reflect on it a lot. But I came to realize how many of those banned books my mother had.
Like Valley of the Dolls.
Oh, yeah. You know, John Updike, Portnoy's Complaint. I don't even know how young I was when I read The Godfather. And, you know, we would circle all the juicy parts and share. My friends and I would sneak and take a look. So I didn't have beyond maybe the Bobbsey twins and Nancy Drew, I'm not sure I read a lot of children's books.
I think that some of this seeped through in this writing, because you really you're a great writer.
Thank you. Thank you so much for saying that.
Yeah, I love how you... the way to sort of reveal the story as you go along, bring characters in. I love all of that. It's really great.
Well, I thank you. And I really do thank you for having me on. Today is my book release day. It's pub day. And I get to be with you.
Well, that's what I love. I love to be with people on pub day because it's a historical day. I'm a footnote in the great biography of your life. So I like to do that. And the wonderful thing is, because it is my program. You'd see many times you'll be interviewed by people who they get the book because that's what happens. But because it's my program, I only talk to people I want to talk to.
Oh, and you chose me. Thank you.
Yes. The minute I grab onto a book, if I love it, I say, I want people to read it too and have that same fun and joy that I find. That's why I named this Joy on Paper, because it's not just the joy for the writer of writing it, but the joy that it gives the reader. You obviously have found the joy of writing.
I can't believe you're saying this, because when people ask me about my life at this stage, because I am now writing full-time, I have a newspaper column, a blog, and they say, well, how is it for you now, writing full-time? And I said, every day is about the joy of creation. And here you've got the same feeling.
Exactly. Exactly. It is. It does. It just seeps through your whole life. And it's definitely in this book. All of my listeners, you should get this book. For those of us particularly in Florida, we think about hurricanes. I do remember this 2017 and 2018 period because we had storms here too. But the book is excellent. It's called The Belonger. It is available starting today because it's a release date. You have a website?
I do, MaryKathleenMahuron.com.
Well, Mary Kathleen, I think you're a terrific writer. And thinking about math class, I do also, I'm like one of those few people in the world who actually does quadratic equations for fun.
Look at you go.
You know, I cannot understand why people don't love quadratic equations.
You mean for fun, you must mean the actual factoring. You'll actually factor it.
I love it.
It's a puzzle, right?
You know, it's better than Sudoku and crossword puzzles that bore me now. But boy, give me a good quadratic equation to take apart.
I'm so happy to know you.
Well, maybe you never know. I'll land up over there and come and visit you. And we can.
It'd be easy. Just go downtown and say, where's Kathy at? And they'll point to my house.
Okay. Well, you know, don't be surprised. We could do quadratic equations together.
We could.
Not too many people will do any with me. So
I'm sure I could bring a whole file of them with me.
Oh, wow. Oh, I would. That would be joy for me. So, okay. It was wonderful talking to you. Have a wonderful day today. Mark your calendar.
You.
Put me in the footnotes of your biography. And the name of the book is The Belonger. It is available today. Everybody get it and enjoy a great read. Thank you so much for being on Joy on Paper.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Bye-bye now.